the 70-mile-wide asteroid known as Matilda is set to collide with Earth in exactly 3 weeks' time, and we'll be bringing you our countdown to the end of days, along with all your classic rock favorites.
Hello? You okay?
No! I'm never gonna see my family again!
Would you like to come in?
I won't steal anything if you don't kill me.
Agreed.
Who's the girl? Is she the one that got away?
Well, they all got away, but she was the first, yeah.
Let's go find her.
Okay, here's the deal. While it's not a perfect movie, Seeking a Friend for the End of the World is probably one of the most unique apocalyptic films out there. Steve Carell plays basically the same character he always does as a man whose wife leaves him when a 70-mile asteroid is set to collide with Earth in 3 weeks. He then tries to find himself and ends up in a quick relationship with his next-door neighbor who he helps to get home to her family before the end of days. It's not a very good doomsday movie because it's so wildly unrealistic. Everyone has plenty of food, water, and wine. Electricity still runs and there's very little chaos in the street. It's the sweetest, calmest, most well-manicured apocalypse you'll ever see. Fortunately, that's not really what the film's about, necessarily. Instead, it's a story of two people falling in love for a limited time. It's got a lot of heart, and it challenges you to wonder how you'd spend your last days and with whom. Seeking a Friend for the End of the World gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.